Hello, once again, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. The time is 2:09 and 10 seconds. I'm Alan Chartok. Republican Missouri Representative Todd Akin has topped the headlines since a Sunday interview during which he referred to, quote, legitimate rape, and said that women can voluntarily prevent pregnancies caused by rape. Since apologizing and making appearances on several programs to outline his position, Akin has been rebuked by Democrats and Republicans alike, with presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney saying he should, quote, exit the Senate race, and Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus telling him not to come to the Republican National Convention next week. Today, we want you to discuss your disgust or agreement with Akin's comments, and instead look at the political implications of his remarks. What would his remaining in the Senate race, which he said he will do, mean for the credibility and organization of the Republican Party? Will this latest in a series of high-profile GOP gaffes take away from what is supposed to be Romney's shining moment? Give us a call, and I mean that, 1-800-348-2551. I want to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551. That's why it's the Vox Pop. Or tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. You can also leave your questions and comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Again, tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Okay, so here we are, and we are delighted to be with you because this is a terribly important show today. The real question is, did Mr. Akin mess up so badly that not only is he put his election in Missouri at risk and the potential takeover of the United States Senate by the Republicans at risk, but did he also call attention to the part of the Republican platform, which basically agrees with much of what Akin says and his position? This is a fascinating question, and it can be analyzed on any one of a number of levels. But it's 1-800-348-2551. We go to Randy in Northampton. Randy, you're on.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay.
Confused by this word legitimate that he used.
Yep.
He said that he used the wrong word in the wrong context, but I never really knew what that meant. And just coming out of Vermont, I was listening to a different radio show.
What?
And, well, WAMC doesn't come in there. Sorry.
It's a joke. Go.
I hear you. So anyway, they were talking about this word legitimate, and it's not the word that was wrong. It's the context that's wrong. What these people apparently feel is that there's too much claim of rape, and when it's legitimate rape, the woman's body will reject impregnation. If it's illegitimate, the woman deserves to have the baby. And that's where the word legitimate comes from. And
no,
Randy,
that is a terrific comment on your part. You know, I hadn't really put it into that kind of context, but, you know, I believe you're absolutely right.
Well, I don't know if I am or not. And the rest of it, what the show's all about, I'll leave that to the Republicans to decide. That's all I got to say.
Randy, thanks a lot.
Sure.
1-800-348-2551. Beverly in Poughkeepsie. Beverly, you're on.
Yes. Hi. I was calling just to say that it's a shame that rape is being treated so lightly. It's a very traumatic thing that happens. And I can understand what he's saying as far as you can prevent it, but I don't understand why he's putting it in the category where it's your choice to get rid of it, you know, to discount the child, you know?
Which is interesting because in some ways, if you think about it, you know, the whole idea of certain theologies is that it's from the moment of inception, right? I mean, you know, from penetration,
yeah,
the rest of it. So that if,
yeah,
somebody is saying, you know, there's illegitimate rape and legitimate rape, that just defies any kind of common sense at all. Well, in any case, Beverly, thank you for your,
yeah,
call. You make great sense. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Manny in Stockbridge. Manny in Stockbridge, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. I just wanted to point out that what what's really scary about Mr. Aiken is that he seems to be heading up a committee with community.
Well, you're fading out, Manny, and that's because, as we all know, you're on a cell phone, and Stockbridge is cell phone free. It is one of those dead zones that when Roselle and I are talking to each other, as soon as somebody comes in front of the red line, forget it. You're gone. You're not there.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, but I take your point. He's in charge of the science committee, you're saying.
Yeah, that worked me, the fact that these ignorant comments come from a man who is actually in charge of this. And I think we, the Democrats, need to tie this to what's going on.
What makes you so sure that he really is ignorant? In other words, I felt from the very beginning what this guy was doing is exciting the troops, trying to get them out, the people in his district, reaching just a little bit more.
Yeah, I think anyone that talks about legitimate rape is by definition, and anyone, the fact that the woman's body can eject. Obviously, is either a scientific ignoramus or willfully distorting,
I choose number two. And the reason I choose number two is you don't have to go that far back in history to see other people who said absolutely insane people in order to excite their base, if you follow me.
Well, I do follow you, but that actually is scary to have someone charge. To have someone in charge of overseeing science who is willing to do that. It's equally bad.
Okay. Well, Manny, thank you for calling, and thank you for trying from Stockbridge. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to Carolyn Greenwich. Carolyn Greenwich, go.
Hello, Alan. This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I think this guy not only is ignorant, but he's a misogynist. His comment...
You think?
Yes, I do. His comment reminds me of when Anita Hill was accused of bringing forward her complaint because she was spurned, and the woman who, when she went to trial because she was raped, she didn't go to trial, but the folks said, well, you must have wanted it or whatever because you told the rapist that if he had a condom or whatever, put on a condom so she could protect herself against disease. And then all of a sudden, she wasn't a rape victim anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's it.
I hear you. Carol, thank you very much for your call. You know, I'm delighted. It's interesting. We did this morning. We're doing it now. We're hearing from a lot of men and a lot of women, and I think that's terrific. And thank you, Carol. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. See you later, Alan.
Yeah, bye. Let's go to Vince in Livingston. Okay, Vince, you're on.
You know, Alan, I was thinking about this, and I was wondering if this wasn't a Freudian slip on this guy's part. You know, the people of the fundamentalist ilk who really believe that in their marriage, if they want sex and the wife doesn't, then it's a legitimate thing to do.
Well, not and all,
they
not
know
all
in
fundamentalists.
They know in their mind that it's rape, but it's their privilege. According to their religious beliefs.
Well, some people, look, I know a lot of people who are fundamentalists and they no more believe that, you know, than anybody.
I certainly don't mean to imply that, you know, it's a broad statement that you paint on anyone in the, you know, anyone group, but certainly individuals think that way.
Well, there certainly are individuals and there are certainly some subsets of religion that preach that. No two ways about it.
And it's, you know, what people have got to realize is this is not an isolated incident. This is a Republican Party platform idea.
By the way, that's right. And that's why this is so dangerous for Mitt Romney here. This is a terrible thing for him to be facing because it calls up the dissonance between him and his own party's platform. I mean, he hears Mr. Moderate from Massachusetts and all the rest. You know, this just calls attention to the platform, which is closer to Aiken than to him.
Yeah, which brings me to another point. Your original statement that this is the idea is this is bring attention to his candidacy. Is very legitimate, and I mean legitimate in the appropriate way. they'll say anything to get attention, and then they think they'll get away with it by backing off their statement, as because we'll say it was taken out of context.
Well, of course, they always do that. Hey, Vince, we appreciate your call. We got to take a 7-second break. We'll be right back. Thank you for calling, Vince. Charlotte and Debbie and Barry and Sean, you stay right there. That leaves one free phone open for you, 1-800-348-2551.
Support for WAMC comes from Hildene, the Lincoln Family Home, Manchester, Vermont. Historic home, Pullman car, museum store, and walking trails open daily year-round, 9:30 to 4:30, hildene.org. The Brattleboro Retreat. Featuring its newly remodeled psychiatric inpatient program for children ages 6 to 12, brattlebororetreat.org. Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Presenting Philip King's farce, See How They Run, through August 26th on the main stage, barringtonstageco.org. Godfrey Financial Associates, Latham, New York. Providing retirement planning and wealth management services for baby boomers and beyond. Independent, woman-owned, established 1995. GodfreyFinancial.com. And Chez Albert, Amherst, Massachusetts. Featuring dishes inspired by French country cooking and introducing a new and expanded location at 178 North Pleasant Street. ChezAlbert.net for menu.
And a very, very special thank you. A very, very special thank you to all of you who have called up and have been holding on and just staying with us. Appreciate it very much. Obviously, a very important topic to many of you. And remember that you can leave your comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WAMC Radio or tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. We'll try to get your comments on the air, too. Charlotte in Vernon, New Jersey. Charlotte, go.
Hi. My comment is, the only thing that's scarier than having somebody so ignorant already making our rules and laws and so forth for us is that there are people who are stupid enough to believe him and vote for him. I think that is scary if we have this kind of individual in charge of our country's laws.
Well, you know, Charlotte, you make a very good point. Now, he says, and maybe he's lying, but he says his polls show that he's 1 point up on Claire McCaskill. And that makes your point.
I know. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Charlotte, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. Let's go to Debbie in Schenectady. Debbie, you're on. How you doing today, Debbie?
I'm great. How are you, Alan?
Good.
I wanted to add to the dialogue about legitimate, the term legitimate. Yeah. I believe it has to do with the discussion within Congress, and, you know, Aiken is a congressman.
Yep.
Where they're trying to define what is allowable under Medicaid for abortion services. And
yep.
It has to do with forcible rape. You know, they want to define what a forcible rape is. And legitimate rape, as your previous one of the previous callers said, may be a husband demanding sex of a wife or some kind of incest situation where there, you know, there is an authority figure determining, you know, who is going to, you know, when and who is going to have sex.
Okay, I got that. Now, what you need to do for us is to tell us what you make of it. Let's assume he was referring to the congressional definitions. He was still pretty stupid to use the word, wasn't he?
Absolutely stupid, but regardless, why is our government having this discussion?
Exactly.
And is inappropriate for our government to be having. And my whole feeling is with Mitt Romney, you know, that old saying, if you want to dance, you have to pay the piper. Well, they courted these ultra-conservative, right-wing,
yep,
fundamentalist groups, and now they have to live with that. And you know, as they build their planks and their platform this week, you know, all of this is included, and he's going to have to run on this doctrine. And this is where he stands. So, you know, this is. Up here in New York, we may not have the same kind of voters, Republican voters, as in Missouri, but they are voting for federal, federal politicians, and this is what their whole platform is based on.
So, you know, Debbie, you know, you may raise a very interesting point, which I think about a lot. In England, we vote for the Liberals, or we vote for the Tories, or we vote for, you know, this or that party. And we're voting for the person, but also for the party. We almost never do that in America. Think about that. In other words, we don't say, I'm voting Republican for my congressman this year. We're voting for Chris Gibson, or you're voting for Schreiberman, or you're voting for this or that because you like the guy, you like his properties. But here is the Republican Party platform. Now, I'm betting that they're in such a mess over this thing that they're probably figuring that they got to do something with that platform plank, which up to now has been reprehensible, but nobody cared about it. Nobody saw it. Now, every woman in America sees it. And I say every woman, not only man, because, you know, this is the apex of feminine consciousness, as far as I'm concerned, about people telling them what to do with their bodies.
That's right. And the whole absurd line that Republicans are for small government, that, you know, how can you be for, you know, it mind boggles.
It does.
Anyone, because this is the most intimate part of a person's life. They believe in small government except in your bedroom or in your doctor's office.
Debbie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Barry in Saugerties. Barry, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Barry.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, I can. How you doing?
Good, fine. Nice to talk to you. In the past recent elections, I've noticed that the GOP, the Republican Party, has become more and more blatant with their faux pas, their misogyny, their bigotry. In this election, it's really like we have guys in Ohio announcing we're doing this to keep the blacks from voting. It's almost like they have an underlying it's a red herring for some big thing they're going to pull towards election time, where they're going to say, we got this election wrapped up because of what happened in Florida. We know how to rig things now. I mean, it's just very weird that they're just opening right up and becoming blatant.
Barry, did you really hear somebody saying we don't want the blacks to vote? Because I've never heard it. In other words, I know why they're doing it. You're absolutely right. But I've never heard anybody come out and say it.
Last weekend, somebody came out and said that the reason for doing this is keep the black areas from getting the early voting, or taking away the early voting measures for the black counties.
Okay.
And they actually said it was to keep, I can't remember the exact wording, but it was just on the air this past weekend.
Okay, Barry. I think your larger point about the blatant bigotry coming out is really quite profound. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it. You know, I'm thinking about this. We haven't had a single call in defense of Aiken. Now, if you're out there and you really believe it, I got a letter to take your hair off saying that I was clearly an atheist. Clearly, that was behind all of my remarks and the rest of it. And that's why I am what I am. Of course, they have no idea what I am. And the truth of the matter is, I am not an atheist. I'll just give you that little hint. So it's amazing what people will say. But I haven't had one call here that challenges what we're all saying. Okay, Sean, let's go to Saratoga and Sean. Sean, you're on.
Barry's absolutely right. It was the special advisor to Ohio Governor Kasich who said, and the quote was, quote, why should we contort the voting hours to accommodate African-American voters?
Uh-huh.
The point I wanted to make, going back to Aiken,
yep.
this is a crucial race for the Republicans because they're really counting on sneaking on winning this race
mm-hmm.
To tip the balance. Todd Aiken had a very competitive primary. Sarah Palin actually endorsed Sarah Steelman, who was his opponent in the primary, and
yep.
he was very close that he won. He's running against a woman incumbent in Claire McCaskill. So his comments about this are especially troublesome for the party, because with a woman incumbent there, he's making it a lot harder to win that seat. But a larger point is that Todd Aiken co-sponsored legislation with Paul Ryan to include the word forcible rape into the law. The two of them co-sponsored this to push through the House. So Paul Ryan's fingerprints are all over this. And so for the last 24 hours, the press has been ducking these questions left and right about what is the definition of rape. And, of course, the Romney administration, Romney, is pulling his hair out because as much as they want to talk about the economy, these peripheral issues keep coming up, the tax returns, unfortunate comments on foreign trips. Now with the Aiken comments, they can get their messaging on track to attack the president on what they
think
is their
Sean, you make a very good point. Today on the NPR News, just before we came on, the guys from the Fed were saying that we may well go back into another recession this year. Now, I'm sure they'd love to use that, but you're right. These peripheral comments just drown it all out.
Right. It happens time and time again. And that's why you saw the Wall Street Journal op-ed editorial board a couple of weeks ago said that Romney's dropping a golden opportunity to win this presidency, but he's got to get his messaging on track. And this is the Democrats released today their speakers at convention, and it's very, Tammy Baldwin is speaking, Sandra Fluke, Barbara Mikulski. They've got a lot of women that are speaking out there, and this has really been pushed to the forefront of their strategy. Which is wise that this is how we can win this thing.
Sean, you've had your turn. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go to, It says Sean. Is it Sean in Brunswick?
It's Shan, Alan. Thank you.
And where are you calling from?
I'm in Brunswick.
Brunswick. Okay. Go ahead.
I really glad to hear the tenor of the last few callers. And I guess I'm not disappointed that you feel people supporting it, but I actually see it as a perfect gaffe, and it's all almost like scripted, and they'll gain as much as they'll lose, and also probably having another election forward. And I took you to task before because you originally were saying it's going to be a very tight election, very tight, and I was like, oh shucks, why stay up? But you know what? You're right. The world is populated with people who live out of fear, and those religions and those fundamentalist things hold a solace for them. And people do believe that. If a woman, I remember painting my grandmother's barn. She wouldn't let me do it with my shirt off because she, was fundamentalist per se. And so people live in these worlds, and that's what we're really trying to work with is arcane mind views and just a lot of people in fear. It seems all scripted, to be honest.
Well, there's one part of what you've said. I mean, I agree with the general thrust, but there's one thing that you said that I find very interesting, and that is that it's scripted. You think it's scripted in Aiken's favor because his audience will say, we're behind you?
In as much as your last caller said that this Ryan dudes or whatever guy, his fingerprints are all over the same exact texting and wording and thought and ethos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was before, you see. This guy went over the line. And
didn't he just brought it out into the public sphere saying, these are what we believe in. This is who we are. And that's
Well, you may be right, but I think you're wrong. You may be right.
Well, I want to be wrong. I believe the scientific method proved me wrong, make it easier for me.
Hey.
But I really don't. This is just all too perfect. And even if hopefully Obama would win again, but the next time, this gentleman, Ryan, is in a much better position. It's just so sad.
You mean the next time Ryan runs for president?
Well, it's certainly beating the path. It's just the idea of keeping that us in them biblical apparatus going, a pejorative, vocal minority, and the weak, rule the strong.
Shan, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. Good remarks.
Oh, bye, huh?
Okay, let's go to Steve in Nassau. Steve, you're on.
Hi, I just wanted to talk to the idea that he's a misogynist or something. I think what he said about legitimate rape is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous in every way. But I think to the center of it, he's just really against abortion in every way. And he just couldn't say it in any more ridiculous way than he did. And he should be kicked out. And I don't think that you're talking about the platform and the Republicans kind of circling the wagons. I don't see anyone coming in his support in the Republican Party.
No, Steve. Let's get our terms straight here. What I said is there is a Republican platform plank which basically creates the same kind of, no exceptions, including rape, that are going to be in the Republican platform. Now, that was there. It was going to be adopted, and Romney was going to pull away from it and say, well, you know, I don't really believe in all of this, but because I think there should be some exceptions. But now it really does. Now it really does call attention to what they got.
Oh, well, I think what Aiken... What he did was because of what he believed in, but now it's going to cover the whole Republican Party, and it's going to be a huge discussion. But
that's right,
his belief, I think, though, of what he was trying to say about the legitimate rape, I don't know if he was talking about statutory rape versus forcible rape.
Yeah, but
whatever it was is ridiculous. Steve, it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
You don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Exactly. As somebody called and said earlier, rape is rape. Steve, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm going to read you a couple of the comments that have come in over the Facebook, and the rest of it will take a couple of seconds. Walter Lippman on WAMC's Facebook page says, Aiken's sole sin was giving unambiguous voice to the Republican platform. No dog whistle or Dakota ring necessary. And you can check in on WAMC's Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC radio. And Beth on Facebook says, seems to me to be a choice between GOP principles, right to life and rape as exception to anti-abortion stands, versus women's votes in general. What's at stake are Senate seats and general turnout. Many Republicans may be even less jazzed to turn out to vote because of extremism in the party. Where are the moderates? You can check in at WAMC's Facebook page again, facebook.com/WAMC radio. And again, we're back to the phones, and let's go to Dee in New Paltz. Dee, you're on.
Hi. I called about a letter that I got from Planned Parenthood,
okay,
but I have to respond that I interpreted legitimate to mean they proved it. How are you going to prove it?
Uh-huh. Well,
they
yes, it's a
yeah,
very ambiguous term, and
yeah,
it's a stupid
term. But anyway,
term. Yeah.
I got just today coming, you know, I came in and you were on,
yep,
a letter from Planned Parenthood, and this has not been in the news, but the Republicans have been taking them to court, trying to bankrupt them so they can't continue.
Yep.
In a number of states, Wisconsin, Indiana, Kansas, North Carolina, for things like their hallways aren't large enough and their broom closets aren't large enough. Just some.
You
really
mean in the clinics, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm so outraged, I won't make any sense. But if you'd like, I can mail you this letter.
No,
saying,
no, just telling us about it is enough. Believe me, I hear you.
Okay,
okay.
Virginia, Arizona, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Florida, all of those states are instigating things that are taking Planned Parenthood to court.
Scary, isn't it, Dee?
Yes, it is, very.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate
okay,
it very
bye,
much. Let's go to Richard in Coleraine, Massachusetts. Richard.
Thank you, Alan, for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm approaching the question of the discussion today, as I understand it, from a broader historical point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And my comment is basically this. Since the George W. Bush was allowed to steal his election, I have seen developments, and I think we all have, which have led this country down the path to what I think is a chasm. I believe that the physical, the constitutional, the physical well-being of this country are getting close to the brink. And what I see happening is a deepening of the divisions here with no clear-cut solution. The incident lately of Aiken and his pronouncements really is no different. It deals with the issue of life, human life, and where it begins and what it constitutes. And this is a theme that has been going on for decades in this country. His outrageous behavior doesn't change the reality that the Republicans, I think, are out to destroy our kind of government.
Richard, thank you for the statement. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Yep. 1-800-348-2551. We'll take a break, and we will be right back. So Bill and LJ and Bruce and Richard, you all stay right where you are.
Support for WAMC comes from the Rhinebeck Artist Shops, Rhinebeck, and at their expanded store in New Paltz, providing fine art materials for students and professionals and picture framing for over 30 years, rhinebeckart.com. The Cooperstown Summer Music Festival, presenting Festival Finale with Juilliard String Quartet, August 24th, 7:30 p.m. at the Farmers Museum, cooperstownmusicfest.org. Oblong Books and Music, hosting author John Kelly discussing his book The Graves Are Walking, The Great Famine and the Saga of the Irish People, August 30th at 7 p.m. in Rhinebeck, oblongbooks.com. Lucky Chocolates, Saugerties, New York. Organic and Fair Trade Truffles and Treats, Seasonal Chocolates, luckychocolates.com. And Reform Pilates Studio, Saratoga Springs, teaching Romanus Pilates, providing a fully equipped studio with Gratz apparatus, private, semi-private, and small group classes, reformyourbody.com.
Well, I got to tell you, I have a confession to make. I love listening to our underwriting announcements. I always learn something from them. Okay, let's go to Bill from Massachusetts. Issue of consent he wants to talk about. Go, Bill.
Yes, on that whole thing about, legitimate rape and given that rape is rape, the way I heard that is the way I would hear conservative Republicans say that, which is that legitimate rape means a forcible rape in a dark alley, but there's also illegitimate rape, which was she asked for it, which is the kind of he said, she said dialogue that gets going in a rape trial. And the thing that makes me crazy about somebody saying something like that is, does that mean that if a woman says she's raped and gets pregnant, that she can be accused or even charged with making a false statement?
Well, gives us something to chew on. Bill, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Just, I would be interested to hear you ask a question, answer a question that you kind of asked Ray Graff rhetorically a couple of days ago, which is how much responsibility does Claire McCaskill have for kind of supporting or arranging to get him nominated?
Well, we know, by the way, that she did it. There's no question about it.
Right. You asked the question. I'm wondering what you think.
Well, no, I think there's no question she did it. She thought he would be the weakest of candidates, and she certainly turned out to be right. And they actually put money into the campaign. They didn't put money into his campaign, but they put money into attacking him and getting the primary voters to vote for him, for Aiken. So that's, we know that. That's a fact.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Let's go to LV in Albany. Okay, LV in Albany, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm a Marine Corps officer. By definition, in the military, rape is the use of any foreign object penetrated ever so slight. And so that could be whether it be a male or a female. So you could, under our definition, you can actually take a finger. I can put it into your earlobe, and that would be rape.
Okay, but your point is?
My point is this. Obviously, ignorance is ignorance. The guy in Missouri who's running is very ignorant, very stupid. But what it's done is it's taken all of the deflection off of the race that's at hand, the economy, unemployment, jobs, our fiscal cliff that we're going down the road of.
What do you make of that, LJ? I take it that you think that that's a shame.
It is a shame. Mm-hmm. I want to know, what are we going to do about unemployment? What are we going to do about jobs? I don't care about this guy from Missouri who's an absolute asshole. Pardon my language.
No,
LJ,
it is not. I'm not going to pardon your remark, and I just want you to know that it's not a good thing to do on a radio station. Okay, but go ahead.
But so, and then we have a lot of issues at hand. I'm approaching retirement in the military. 30 years of service to this great country. That now there's a lot of we speak, and I heard another caller speak about blacks being told when to vote, or they wouldn't extend voting in Ohio or whatever. They're actually trying. Democrats are actually trying to do that to military and say that we can't do, and they're trying to take a lot of our absentee ballots away from us. And why is that? Because the majority of military votes Republican. Now, that being said, I want fairness in the whole election. I want transparency in the whole election. Again, I want to know what we're going to do about unemployment. I want to know what the military is going to do. My young son, who's 20, just entered the Air Force. What the administration is talking about for all troops and military service now is, even though you may do 20 years, and let's say my 20-year-old boy does 20 years and he retires like his old man, he won't be eligible.
Okay, LJ, excuse me. This is off topic. It's not that it's not an important topic. It is, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, that's it. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Bruce in Ulster. Bruce, you're on.
Yeah, I don't understand. I want to go to the heart. For me, what is the heart of the matter? They're talking about forcible rape. Is there such a thing of rape not being forcible? I mean,
well, let's take statutory rape, for example. Somebody goes with his student in a school, and it's consent on both sides. That is statutory rape. It's rape, all right, but it may not be forcible.
Well, most of the talk, of course, has been about forcible rape.
Yeah.
They may talk about statutory rape, but it's against the law if somebody gets
we're
really talking about seduction.
No,
but
not
rape involves force.
Yeah. Well, one can take an expanded view of force, meaning somebody who is in power using their power in order to have sex with somebody who's younger, who should know better. And that could be defined as force also. No?
Well, by extension, I think that kind of obfuscates the entire thing.
I mean, okay, we're getting off on a tangent.
That's what I mean. We're off on a tangent.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Frank in Ballston Spa. Frank, you're on.
Hey, Alan. I tuned in a little bit late. I'm sorry if this has already been brought up. But
no.
Everyone seems to be caught up in the linguistics here of forcible rape, this kind of rape, that kind of rape. It seems to me the more important issue, the more at least intriguing issue from where I'm sitting, is that this congressman seemed to believe that a woman's body is capable of A, distinguishing what type of rape she's just encountered, and B, modifying her childbearing capabilities based on that. I mean, that seems to me like a way more, call it what you will, palpable, like,
But Frank, let me ask you a question. He has now apologized for that stupidity. Now, I want to know, do you buy it?
Of course not. No, of course I don't buy it. He's a politician. Of course he's going to apologize. It doesn't make a difference. Nobody can be on a rant, what politician or otherwise. Nobody is speaking somewhere, and all of a sudden their brain disconnects from their mouth. The fact that he says something from within his heart and within his mind without thinking about it and the political ramifications means nothing.
Well, you don't know that. He may have been thinking about the political ramifications. In fact, I think he was. I think he was trying to help up that audience, and then he knew what he was doing.
I think you're right. But then this seems to me like, so that brings up another issue.
Right.
Are there people, like I said, I'm just trying to steer the conversation away from these linguistics. Are there really people out there who are under the impression that a woman's body can control whether or not it gets pregnant? I mean, this seems like such an amazingly
But think of all the ignorant kids who involve themselves in sex with these ideas that if you do it this way, you do it that way, it won't count. You won't get pregnant.
We're not talking about kids. We're talking
about
voting adults.
Okay, but you're saying, and this is the point, you're saying that this does, that there are a lot of ignorant people out there, and I'm saying indeed, and it starts at childhood and it goes through life, and there's some very ignorant people about sexual
I agree. I guess my underwriting point is only that this person, this congressman, should not be judged on his use of, you know, his qualification of a rape. He should be judged on his opinion, or at least whatever you want to call it. That this is just biology.
I mean, hey man, I'm with you, and there are a lot of people behind you, and I thank you for calling.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye. Let's go to Doug in Sheffield. Hiya, Doug.
Hey, Alan.
Go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to jump off my tractor to make this call. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
What?
And it was, yes, I listened to him because I wanted to hear what the other side is saying and thinking. We had a woman call in from Missouri who was defending the Republican candidate Aiken's comment. She said, well, this is true because there's a relatively low incidence of pregnancy in prison. And that proves, this is her words, that this is an actual fact, that a woman's body can reject a rape. And even Limbaugh, I didn't think anyone was crazier or to the farther right than him, called it a nutcase. So Missouri seems to me a state full of nutcases, and I think he meant this exactly what he said it. He only realized when the Republican Party came down like a ton of bricks that, oh, maybe everyone's not having this conversation.
Hey, Doug, I'm going to tell my brother who lives in St. Louis that you just said he's a nutcase.
Well, the woman from Missouri, okay, that's not your brother, obviously, but the woman from Missouri was, and this is a conversation that must be going on in certain parts of this country, Tea Party people, Tea Party literature, right-wing conversation. It sounds like, to her, this is perfectly believable, perfectly acceptable.
Doug, always wonderful to hear from you. Thanks for getting off the track.
Yeah.
I appreciate
bye.
It. Yeah, bye. Let's go to Doe in Well. Okay, Doe, and I know exactly who this is.
Okay.
You're up.
Hi, I want to get off on a tangent.
Never, well, don't get too far off on a tangent because
right,
that's
all
not
right.
allowed.
Rape is a crime against a body. It's a bodily attack.
Yes. Okay.
That's rape. Okay. You know. All right. How come bodily functions other than reproduction are not under legal supervision? Like reproduction has all kinds of laws about it. Nobody makes laws about respiration, digestion, you know, bleeding and all that bodily functions that keep us alive and thriving. But
so you're thinking this is a...
There are laws about reproduction,
so Doe,
activity.
Doe, you think your point is, because we have a lot of people behind you, that in fact this is a political strategy. Is that right? Tricking on the reproductive system. Well, that's a very good point, and we thank you for making it. Let's go to Jim in Pittsfield. Jim, you're on.
Yeah, hey, Alan. How are you?
Good.
Another point that he had made. I first want to say that, you know, I think he was trying to appeal to the Republican right.
Yeah.
I think he may have misworded what he said. But the other point that he had made was that, you know, even if it's a quote-unquote legitimate rape, there should not be an abortion because you cannot punish the unborn child. You should punish the rapist.
Right.
It all goes back to their, you know, the stand on abortion, that no matter rape, incest, no abortion whatsoever. So, you know, I mean, and no one's brought the point.
Okay,
that
Jim, I hate to rush you, but we got a lot of people on the phone. So is there a final point you'd like to make in this?
No, I guess that'll do it, Alan. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Michelle in Pittsfield. Michelle, you're on.
Hello, Alan.
Hey.
I heard comments about forcible rape, non-forcible rape,
yep.
And I just like to make a point that if a sexual predator gives a woman or a young girl alcohol or drugs to make her not know what she's doing, and
yep.
he rapes her even though she didn't want to, that is still rape. And I would like all those people out there to realize that. Okay?
Indeed it is. Thank you,
Thank
Michelle.
You, sir.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Bob in Albany. Bob in Albany, you're on.
Hi, Alan. One of the things that I think is being missed here is by legitimate, and I listened very closely to what he was saying, I think what he meant was that there are women who are claiming to have been raped in order to be eligible for an abortion in places where they're only eligible for abortions if they've been forcibly raped. And I think what the natural follow-up to that is we're seeing the beginning of women having to cope with these oppressive laws that ultimately will lead back to back alley abortions when there's no other options if the Republicans get their agenda fully implemented.
Bob, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Chambe in Schenectady. Okay, is it Chambe?
Chambe.
Chambe. Okay, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify something. I heard on the news yesterday that the congressman did not apologize wholeheartedly, basically, or for the entire statement that he made. He apologized for using the word legitimate, but he did not apologize for the fact that he does believe that a woman's body is capable of fending off, if you will, sperm as a result of rape. He then later spoke to Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity forced him to clarify his statement, and he somewhat backed off of it, but he did cite Dr. Willicke, I think.
Yeah, that's his guru. That's correct.
Right, who is also a big Mitt Romney supporter.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, if you just look at the whole picture and you look at the fact that the Republican Party the other day, right before the convention, passed, I don't know if it's called an amendment or what it is.
Platform, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they passed the platform that basically there's no exception to incest or to rape. I mean, if you look at the whole picture, they are pro-life with no exception, and the congressman just is apologizing for using the word legitimate.
Well, you may well be right. I think that the point here is that you're making, and it's well made, is that they want it both ways. I mean, Romney wants to be seen as a sort of friendly, somewhat moderate person, and they've embarrassed him now with this because it now goes right back to the Republican platform. And I'm thinking, if I'm them and I want to win this election, and after all, Jambé, this is what it's all about, winning the election, they're going to change that platform a little bit.
Right. Well, if you notice, Mitt Romney is changing his platform, and he's known to flip-flop.
Sure.
And he is stating that he is pro-abortion in cases of incest or rape. Paul Ryan is just saying, well, I'm on the Romney ticket. That's all he keeps saying when he was one of the co-sponsors of that bill.
Okay, Jambé, I'm going to let you go because I want to get one more person in here. Thank you
very much.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Okay, let's go to Carolyn in Sharon, Connecticut. Okay, go ahead, Caroline.
Hi, I think the big picture is the Republican hierarchy want to get rid of this guy because it's too close to comfort for the opinions of the presidential and vice presidential candidates,
right,
particularly Ryan. Now, of course, Romney was pro-choice when he ran in Massachusetts, but he could change his mind on a dime, clearly, on any issue in the world.
Okay.
I think that because Ryan would be a heartbeat away,
yep,
and he really, too, has said, and they both have said that they want the personhood amendment as well as wanting relief for either incest or rape.
Okay, now listen, Carolyn, I don't wish to give you the rush, but as you know, I let you in because I wanted to make sure everybody who's up on the board got taken, and we are out of time for this today. I'm sure we'll be back to it, and I thank you for your amazing remarks. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I want to point out that Valerie on Facebook says, isn't legitimate rape, in quotes, an oxymoron? Or as Dr. Craig says in St. Elsewhere, nothing oxy about it. And Tom on Facebook says, in a previous interview, he has said that women cry rape and then use it as an excuse for getting abortions. I am pro-life. I want this man out of the party. He's ignorant. There should be no room for someone like him in the Congress, even if it means the Republicans will lose the Senate. Okay, and thank you for that. And remember that we're always here for you on Facebook and on Twitter, which we are out of time. I want to thank everyone who called in today. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Schenectady Museum and Planetarium hands-on science activities, hidden power demos, and planetarium shows Thursday through Sunday, SchenectadyMuseum.org, the digital Berkshire Eagle, an online newspaper for news and information of the Berkshires and beyond, noinkyfingers.com, and NBT Bank, offering personal banking, financial planning, commercial and business banking, nbtbank.com, members FDIC, and Brian Girl, 35 Railroad Street, Great Barrington, and North Street at Crawford Square, Pittsfield, a bra and lingerie boutique for women featuring Wacol, Chantel, and Cosabella, braandgirl.com. Thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Colleen O'Connell, and she sure kept busy today. Our producer is Patrick Donges. I'm Alan Chartok. Tomorrow on Vox Pop, aren't we lucky? Birding with Rich Guthrie. Stay tuned now for a news update.